This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are live. It is Saturday, December 4th, 2021. Catch us at 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. That static you hear in the background is Walter somewhere in the mountains of Tennessee. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, and I'm doing so good. Just listen to what I have to say. You ready?
I'm trying to.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car. Oh, yeah! Through my trials and tribulations and my trials through the nations with my plastic Jesus, I go far. Plastic Jesus, oh, plastic Jesus is riding on the dashboard of my car.
Well, don't give up your day job. Anyways, we want a special welcome to Little Billy Keebler and the men and woman from the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department in Yonadosis, New York, also known as the Cellar Saviors. First order of business, we always want to remember the members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we remember Police Officer Richard Houston II from the Mesquite, Texas Police Department, end of watch December 3rd, 2021. His killer was shot and wounded. Secondly, we want to remember Constable Madison Skip Nicholson of the Wilcox County, Alabama Constable's Office, end of watch December 1st, 2021. His killer is no longer with us, thankfully. Anyways, last week we took a breather for the Thanksgiving holiday. I had a little too much turkey. I had a little too much spirits, if you will. So we took Saturday off. And, of course, what happened? Say again?
You had too much spirit. You finally went to church, huh?
Not quite. Me and Mr. Jerome.
You didn't get into the Sacramento wine?
Oh, Sacramento whiskey. Me and Jerome Daniels became good friends again. But anyways, November 28th, human piece of garbage, Daryl Brooks, a 39-year-old aspiring rapper, mowed down over 60 people, killing six in Wisconsin. First, the media said that Brooks was fleeing another crime scene, which is false. And there's actually no reason why this piece of garbage did what he did. This productive member of society was already out on bond for allegedly trying to run down a girlfriend. And then the media started reporting that a car ran over the 60 people. Not Daryl Brooks, but a car ran over 60 people. And we'll talk about things that do things by themselves later. We have another example. And 2 days later, on the 26th of November, which is a Friday, the day that Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted, a dozen people were fighting at Terminal 2 at the Minneapolis airport in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this is because I don't know why. This was the town that St. George Floyd was had passed away in and was remembered at, but these people coming into Minneapolis couldn't behave. And then later that same week, a black man shot another black man on a metro train in Washington, D.C. Then later that day, another black man shot his Lyft driver, carjacking his Lyft ride. So guy calls for Lyft to take him to a train station and then carjacks him and takes off. Well, they know who you are because they picked you up They have your correct name, you have your pictures, they have your correct card information. But anyways, also in California, in the Chicagoland area, there were a number of smash and grab robberies in the high end stores. Now in California, it's $900 for a felony charge. So I had my boys go to the dollar store and try to rob it, but they only came up with 800 pieces. They're trying to count and put in the car, and they were arrested and put in jail. But anyways, I've been sick of all this black-on-black crime, this black crime, since so long as I can remember. And you know who hates us as much as we do? Other black people. And Chris Rock was right on the money when he said black people hate other black people. Just look at people like Jesse Peterson, Jericho Green, Brandon Tatum, our buddy Black Rosebud, Lionel Harris, so on and so forth. And some of the people even appeared on this network. But anyways, I'm out and about in D.C. as other black people say this exact same thing. And I spoke to a cab driver a couple years ago from Ethiopia, darker than the Ace of Spades. He's so black, he's purple. He said without hesitation that he will not go into the hood in D.C. to pick up young, to pick up people, and will not pick up young black men because he does not want to be a victim. And then remember the Uber driver in Washington, D.C. delivering food? Well, guess what? The first were two black teenage girls. But I can go on for hours. But anyways, question is, how can this country flourish and prosper if there's always a large criminal element in our society? But anyways, we teach our kids our nation was founded by dead white male slave holders, and our business had meaning on diversity. But anyways, we come, we had our commercial break.
Pretty close.
All right, because I'm looking at the time, and I hear a whole bunch of, all right, we got one more minute. But anyways, kids are taught that this country is garbage. But anyways, how can this country prosper if we put up with this garbage and have to deal with this garbage day in and day out? Well, what say you for the last 10 seconds?
Man, I'm going to get to that in the next segment, because you know, you got to stand your ground. You've got to stand up for what's right, and you should be able to say what's right without being knocked down and yelled at by people who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right, exactly. And but, you know, we say it all day, every day. Hey, it's a black crime problem. It's a ghetto problem. But anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about it on the other side. Also, it's list of jerk-off this week, because a whole bunch of jerk-offs made the news. Stay tuned, everybody, on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Didn't have no music. You want me to sing again?
Oh.
You want me to sing?
I'm sorry.
You want me to sing us the Plastic of Jesus?
Yeah, take it.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on December the 4th, 2021. And Walter is on a payphone somewhere in the streets of Nashville. He got rid of the Obama flip phone. But anyways, talking about black crime and society just having to put up with this. My question is to you, Walter, and our listeners, how can this country flourish and prosper if there's such a large element of society that we have to take care of, either through the criminal justice system, the welfare system, the Medicaid system, the public schools, which are totally failing, and we have nothing to show for it other than cities that just look like Mogadishu?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. Now, you know, with all these high-end Gucci stuff and that's being stolen by, you know, 100 people that pull up in front of a Gucci store or a retail store that carries high-end fashion. And they run in and they start grabbing stuff off the shelves, off the hangers, you know, off the display cases, and they're running out. You know, they're gone in 10 minutes. Now, you know, of course, we all know that it's going to take 20 minutes for a cop to get there. But what's, you know, one cop that most cities have in the car, or two cops that some cities have in the car, are going to do against 100 people jumping into BMWs and SUVs and taking off at 70 miles an hour? They're going to be able to do nothing. All they're going to do is take a report, you know. Then the retailer is going to call their insurance company. We all know how that works, okay? It's not like they're robbing dollar stores or you know, stores that don't have high-end stuff. Now, you know, I have quite a number of African-American friends, both male and female. And, you know, sometimes they're at odds because, you know, I'm not prejudiced, okay? Everybody does something. It doesn't matter if you're black and kill somebody or you're white and kill somebody. You're both guilty of murder. It's not that, oh, a white guy killed somebody or a black guy killed, or a girl or female. It's not like that in my world or in the 7-5 world. But for the past 2 weeks, all I've seen, and now, you know, the black community is saying that they're being racially profiled. The black community is saying they're being racially profiled because all I've seen on the news is African-Americans doing these rash robberies in these high-end stores. Now, you know, you got Jen Psaki, whatever her name is, the, you know, saying that it's because of COVID. It's because we were locked down. No. It's because they could do it. It's because they could do it. It's got nothing to do with COVID. It's because they could do it. And now it's Christmas. They're finding another way to defeat Black Friday because everybody doesn't want to go to Black Friday. I mean, it's dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
80%, 90% of these crimes are in Black majority communities or brown majority communities. They're, you know, don't get me wrong. There's white people running around in there. You know, they got the masks on and you know, the O.J. Simpson mask on and stuff like that. And they're doing it, too. But they're mixed in with the majority of the African-American community. Now, I don't think it's up to me or you, co-host, or the producers of our show or the supporters of our show to do anything about it. It's up to law enforcement. They just spent about $2 million tracking down that kid, that the kid's parents killed, what, six people in the school the other day? They tracked them down to Detroit.
Right,
and they spent almost $2 million to grab these two people, which I think is just ridiculous. They're going to turn up sooner or later for nothing. They could have used that $2 million to put towards law enforcement, real law enforcement, to stop these rash of robberies of hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. And the price of goods goes up. Well, you know, let alone all our goods are sitting out in the South Pacific and the Southwest Atlantic right now because the barges are out there with all our merchandise. And our shelves are being emptied, you know, not only by good consumers, but, you know, these animals. And I'll use, you know, my friend Donald Trump's word, animals. And it's just what they are. And then when I go to buy a quart of milk next week and it costs $7, I know why. It's because these people are robbing everybody and the insurance companies are charging higher and higher rates to cover the retailers. It's going to fall on me and it's going to fall on you and it's going to fall on my son and my kids and my grandkids to pay because some idiot decided, well, we can get away with it. Let's do it. Shoplifting is one thing, but this rash of hundreds of thousands of dollars being taken weekly is just ridiculous. The retailers are going to have to start having doors press a button and the outside door closes and everybody's stuck inside. That's the only way you're going to catch these people.
Right. And then, you know, Black people actually are productive members of society, like the people I mentioned before. They're going to be looked at like criminals because their cousins and friends and whatever from the hood tore up that high-end store. And just because you do have lots of money doesn't make you a better person. Brandon Tatum, who we had on the show a couple months back, talked about seeing rapper T.I. in a high-end department store acting a fool. And he was embarrassed. People were looking at him like, what's up with this dude? And he's like, I know. So, but anyways, again, you can't have, like James Edwards always says, you cannot have a first world society with a third world population. Well, anything else before we move on to our next story with the this week's lineup of jack-offs?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say, you know, if I acknowledge the kid that killed all these his classmates in school the other day is white. But on the other hand, if he was black, they would not only deny it, they would blame white people for the racial tension that's being caused in the country by alleged white people. So,
right,
I hate to split hairs like that. You know, but if you're not going to say, yeah, it was a black kid that did it, or if it was a white kid that did it, or Asian or brown or, you know, whatever race you want to pick, if you're not willing to admit to it that that's who did it without saying, you know, well, why he did it, you know, you're just another POS.
Right. And if say a black kid did commit those crimes in Oakland, Michigan, guess what? They would blame the gun and not the person who pressed the trigger. But anyways,
Rittenhouse was out on $2 million bail, on bond. So that's $200,000 his family had to raise. And then there was a colored kid. There was a black kid that, shot up his classmates and was out on $7,500 bond. Where's it way out? Right. I myself, and we'll get into probably in the coming weeks, maybe after the holidays, I myself have had a problem with the law, the local law in my neighborhood, and we'll get into that. I haven't seen the judge yet. It's been 3.5 months.
Good grief.
Some magistrate decided it was $2,500 without even hearing, from the defense. So, it's like put your prick in a blender and see what happens.
Right. In Virginia, if those who get caught up in the criminal activity, sits down with the cop and say, all right, and cop says his piece, the crook says his piece, and then the magistrate decides bail. But anyways, when we come up, we got a whole list of jagoffs we want to talk about: LeBron James, Alec Baldwin, Chris Cuomo,
and Cuomo.
The list keeps going. Yep, Chris Cuomo. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major announcement from CNN that it's parting ways with Chris Cuomo. The cable news network announcing Saturday that Cuomo has been, quote, terminated effective immediately. Cuomo was suspended earlier this week when new information came to light about his involvement in aiding his brother, the former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, against sexual harassment allegations. In a statement, CNN says the decision to cut Cuomo loose comes after they hired a law firm to conduct a review of the new information, and that despite the firing, they will continue to investigate as appropriate. A man is hurt after reportedly jumping out of a plane as it was going to a gate after landing in Phoenix, Arizona. It happened early Saturday morning. They say the man exited through a rear galley door after a flight from Colorado Springs to Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A new study says the Omicron variant of COVID-19 may be more transmissible because of its genetic makeup. A study done by researchers in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says it has similar genetic material as a human coronavirus variant that does cause common cold symptoms. They believe the Omicron variant evolved from someone who was, in their words, co-infected with the cold-producing virus and with COVID-19. President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border, though it denies it's planning any such incursion. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I have been in constant contact with our allies in Europe, with the Ukrainians.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. And now we'll get to our list of this week's jagoffs, and it is a long list.
You could say jerk offs.
Oh, I mean, I think
we're good with that. Well, no, I think we're good with that. I think we're legit.
Well, I don't want to, like, you know, dads in the car listen to us on a podcast or archives or whatever, listening, and they got little kids in the car.
If you want me to start
like
singing Plastic Jesus again, you better start saying jerk offs.
All right. First jerk off is going to be LeBron James. Last week while we were off, LeBron James was playing in Indianapolis, and a couple of fans paid big money for courtside seats. I don't know why. So they were talking trash. So anyways, LeBron was able to have these two fans ejected for talking trash. If you go on our website, you can see the clip where these two fans were ejected. We got the referee involved, got the arena security involved, and had these people ejected. Now, unless these people were, like, making threats, it's like, LeBron, we know you live on up in the Hollywood Hills, like La Cienega Boulevard, and, you know, your wife drives a Mercedes S-Series SUV, you know, we're going to get you and your kids. They had the right to talk trash. And then, you know, this idiot needs to realize that people talk trash all day long, especially with social media. And then
it's called the First
there
Amendment.
Are people, right. Exactly. And then there are people who are actually threatened with bodily harm. These people are the cops and correction officers and bounty hunters and collection agents, repo men, and, you know, everyday people who, whatever the job title is, they get threatened all day long. Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to F you up. I'm going to take care of your family. This and their thing. And our buddy James Edwards gets so many death threats on a weekly basis. He rates them, how good they are, how authentic they are, how scary they are.
Uh-huh.
And now as for us, we post our insults on the blog and read them on air. If you go to our website and say that, oh, Walt's a crackhead and Scoop's no good nick, and, you know, why is he on to catch a predator and y'all some trash, we read it on the air. We put it front and center because, again, that's how much we support the First Amendment. But since LeBron is like the king of the NBA, the queen of the NBA, he gets to do what he wants. So if somebody calls him whatever, a little girl or the N-word or whatever, he has the juice to get them thrown out of an arena. Now, I'm sure when visiting teams are playing in Los Angeles and they talk trash to the visiting players, he doesn't say a gosh darn word. But anyways, any final thoughts on LeBron?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, indirectly. You know, we are two New York kids, you and me, all right? I went to Knicks games. Now, the Knicks, you know, four out of five, well, sometimes three out of five, but mostly four out of five Knicks on the court were black. In the early 70s, you heard it all the time. You know, you heard the N-word, you heard, you know, the colored word, you heard it all, okay? Now, LeBron, you know, 50 years later is going to say, oh, well, I don't want to be called the N-word, and, you know, they were pointing their finger at me like it was a gun and blah, blah, blah. You know, listen, we all know LeBron is a pussycat minus the cat. So we'll just leave it at that. The guys, they come out of high school, you know, into the NBA. God bless him. The guy got the talent. The man has the talent. You know, he should use his talent and shut up.
Right. Exactly. And, I was a big fan of Extreme Championship Wrestling. And not only did the fans talk, you know, yelled horrible things at the talent also yelled horrible things to the fans about the fans. But check the website.
That's
because
the whole idea. That's the whole idea. That's part of the game. I mean, geez, you know, good Lord. You know, I've seen, you know, Willis Reed play. I've seen Wilt Chamberlain play. I've seen Lou Alcindor. Do we remember who he is? Okay.
Yep.
You know, I've seen all the greats in the late 60s and early 70s through the 70s, you know, at Madison Square Garden when they came in. You know, anybody remember the Buffalo Braves? Buffalo had an NBA team. You know, these guys were tough sons of guns. And, you know, you got people like LeBron coming out and saying, well, you know, I'm making, you know, $679 million a year, but don't you point your finger at me because I think it's a gun. And if you have a choker around your neck, I'm going to think it's a noose. Yeah, come on, man. Look, please.
Please. Negro, please. But anyways, moving right along to the next jerk off. Well, you know, when we were in the police academy, we were told that if we ever got into a jam to keep our mouth shut and get a lawyer or a union rep immediately.
Absolutely.
Which I did when I jammed myself up. Now.
Me too.
Jerk off number two. Yeah. Jerk off number two, Alec Baldwin did something 100 times worse, and he has a lot more to lose than I ever did. But here's the thing. Alec Baldwin can afford really good lawyers. And my father, he could afford a pretty good lawyer. But anyways, this week, Alec Baldwin went on television to cry crocodile tears and said that someone else was to blame for the death on his movie set, but it wasn't him, despite the fact that Alec Baldwin was holding the firearm when a projectile was just discharged from the firearm and struck a cinematographer. And also, the person in charge of the weapons on this movie set was a 24-year-old female whose claim to fame was her father was a famous armorer. But anyways, what Baldwin did was pure liberalism. He played the victim and assigned the blame. And which is absolutely crazy because, again, he had the weapon. He was told it was unloaded or had blanks or whatever. He still pointed at somebody. And first he said he didn't fire it. Then he said he was playing with a hammer. It was a 19 or 18 something Colt 45 revolver. And so, anyways,
a replica. Yeah.
Right.
And
so,
yeah,
but
yeah,
he,
you know, not to cut you off, my friend, but a bullet does not fire. If you pull a hammer back, even on an old Colt, you pull that hammer back and you let it go, it's not going to fire because there's not enough pull on that spring to make the firing pin hit the primer. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The only way for that thing to fire is if you pull that hammer back and it clicks and the trigger is pulled. The trigger doesn't pull itself. And he's saying he didn't pull the trigger. The gun just went off. Oh, no, it misfired. Now, you know, universal terms in misfire, correct me if I'm wrong, is that when you pull the trigger and nothing happens. That's a misfire.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, two jets in the air is a near miss. No, it's a near hit. You know, the wording in this is gonna get sticky. And there's that word again, sticky. I said that a couple of years ago with George Floyd. And, you know, and I said it with Rittenhouse. It's going to get sticky. And that's what's going to happen. He's going to play OJ and try to get a dream team together to avoid a trial. And if he's in a trial, which I think he will be involved in a trial, it's going to be sticky. But shame on him. Shame on him. So, you know, if I start killing people and I say, oh, no, he gave me the gun and it went off. It misfired. Listen, not going to happen. And if anybody, you know, reads some of the stuff I put on Facebook. I said, you know, why didn't George talk to Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, a year and a half ago, you know, like on August 26th. And Rittenhouse explained himself like Baldwin's gotten himself a chance to explain. I think we would have avoided a trial. and millions of dollars of taxpayers' money that could have been spent elsewhere. But Baldwin, no. Baldwin's been a POS since Kim Basinger caught him screwing around, and that's it. I mean, some of the brothers are okay. One's a, you know, Jesus-carrying, Bible-carrying dude, and some of them just stepped out of the limelight. Yeah, some of them just stepped out of the limelight because of Alex.
Right. Anyways, coming up, we're coming on our final break. We got to talk about the Cuomos, especially Fredo Cuomo. Anyway, stay tuned. 75radio.org, 75radio.org.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back doing talking about this week's long line of jerk-offs. Anyways, next jerk-off is none other than Chris Fredo Cuomo. Mr. Cuomo was first suspended indefinitely by CNN for assisting his brother dig up dirt on his accusers. But then CNN turns out hired a law firm to do further investigation and then dug up some more dirt and finally said, hey, Mr. Cuomo, you are no longer working here for Cable News Network. And well, who did they put in to substitute for Mr. Cuomo this week?
Another jerk on.
His name is Jeffrey Lubin Tubin, the guy who was masturbating while he was on a Skype or a virtual
Zoom call.
Zoom call with his colleagues, actually. So we don't know if he's a real, you know, well, we know he's a real jerk, you know, kind of like Pee Wee Herman kind of thing. You know, he got caught, you know, trying to bust a nut, and he overtalked the wrench a little bit, so to speak. You know, if a squirrel starts jumping up and around in the tree, do you think, you know, it's his nuts? So that's all they were thinking of. But yeah, they replaced him. They replaced, like I said, on Facebook the other day. You know, let me get this straight. You know, they took one jerk off camera and suspended him, and they put a guy who was really jerking off. He was unbelievable. You know, you can't make this stuff up, people. This is reality.
Right.
This is reality.
Right.
You know, my friend Dan Bongino calls him Lubin Tubin. And I guess he had some Lubin going on while he was tubing on his tubing. You know, who knows?
Right. Right. And then here in D.C., Chris WML's Chris Plant says he's calls him Jeffrey Tubout. But anyways, real quick about Tubin, who's also a jerk off for another reason. This guy's supposed to be a legal analyst, a great legal mind for the cable news network, but he doesn't know to turn his camera off when he's about to, you know, do some private things. But anyways, so Chris Cuomo was fired because he tried to get some dirt on the people accusing his brother, who's another jerk off, of sexual harassment.
Well, it's gotten a little more clearer what Chris Cuomo was doing, and I think you and I talked about it. He was abusing the the way CNN allowed him to have private information, you know, through emails and computer stuff. You know, it's like what the FBI has. And what the guy did was he tapped into a computer program to get dirt on the people, on the ladies that were saying bad things about his brother, so to speak, and giving that information to his brother, which, you know, when you sign on even to a place like CNN, you know, you sign a disclosure clause that, you know, you won't disclose any kind of personal information on people you can gain access to. And you and I talked about this earlier, or maybe it was yesterday, that if you're a civilian and I'm a cop and you get the license plate of some hottie that you want to date, and you ask me to get the to use the police information center to get the, you know, the name and the address of this lady, that's illegal. You know, that's actually a crime. And, you know, I suspect that Fredo should be charged probably by the people he got the information on, the young ladies that he got the information on. So, you know, another sticky situation. And as an attorney, you know, Fredo should know better. And even though he doesn't practice law, he's what do they call it? Bar approved in New York.
Yeah, he's a member of the New York State Bar Association.
Right, he's bar approved. They should suspend and then distinguish his take his license away. Yeah, disbar him. You know, that's what they should be doing to Geraldo. The guy hasn't practiced law ever. The guy graduated law school 52 years ago, and he's done nothing but make the law into a joke. He should be disbarred. That should be his next milestone. But then again, that's just one man's opinion, and my name is Walter Yerke.
Right. Well, when you mentioned Geraldo Rivera in his legal education, are you talking about Geraldo or Jerry Rivers? Because remember, up until like the 1970s, when he became on first on the New York media, He was right. Jerry Rivers.
ABC in New York.
He was
on ABC in New York with Melba Tolliver and a couple other people.
Bill Beitel.
I remember well. And then he became Geraldo because it was, to throw some brown in town. That's what that was
right.
for. He wanted to be a minority.
Anyways.
He wanted to be a minority right. instead of an Irishman. And you hear Jerry Rivers, right. You think it's an Irish prize fighter,
Right. Speaking of prize fighting, would you like to be on Celebrity Boxing with the Geraldo?
You've seen my posts, and
right.
I wrote to Bongino a couple of times and he's responded, if anybody remembers Celebrity Boxing, Miles Lane was the referee. We had Frank Stallone kick the crap out of Geraldo during Celebrity Boxing. Now I'd like to see, and it'd probably be a lopsided fight if Don Bongino fought Geraldo. So I wouldn't mind stepping in for Don Bongino. And then I suggested that Don Bongino's wife, who's as lovely as they can be, get into the ring with Geraldo. And if Geraldo doesn't want to, maybe Geraldo's wife. Let's see Bongino's wife and Geraldo's wife get at it, in Celebrity Boxing. Or we can have Tanya. We can have Tanya get in there with Geraldo's wife. So, let's do it. Maybe she might break her kneecaps. Who knows?
Right. Anyways. Yeah, so there's another Jaguar, Geraldo Rivera, who's – why is he still earning a paycheck from Fox? And you know what kills me is when Schoenberg and when he
might replace Chris Cuomo. Cuomo might come, and replace Juan Williams. They might do what do they call that with the United States and the Russians? A spy exchange.
Right.
Right. We'll give you Juan Williams. You give us Chris Cuomo. That kind of
right.
thing.
But
our friend Mr. Waters might be able to just sit next to Chris Cuomo and stomp on his feet, under the table.
Right. Right. But what kills me is that Sean Bergen, when he was working for News 12 in New York back in 2014, did what he did and, made the national headlines. And, we were all hoping and praying that he would get something on Fox. But, they got Ron Williams, they got Geraldo Rivera, who has zero integrity as a journalist and a terrible mm-hmm. track record as a journalist. But anyways, that's why Fox News is Fox News. That's why Liberty News Radio has Sean Bergen. Anyways, final jack off is none other than Brian Stelter on his show that I watch just for grins and giggles because it is it's almost like the Onion TV. It is a parody of himself. He got mad that memes were carrying much more influence than regular news networks. I.e., a regular meme that pokes fun at Joe Biden gets more juice than his stupid show. He's another jerk off of the week. And that guy just has no integrity. All he does for 60 minutes is talk about how Fox News sucks and everybody at Fox News needs to be banned and wants to wonder how and why the Biden administration can promote themselves even better. So, we know where he's coming from. He's just an absolute joke, and he gets less than 660,000 viewers every Sunday, and that's not counting that's probably counting all the airport viewers at all the airports, because CNN pays big money to broadcast CNN in the airports because the ratings are absolutely abysmal, because you got people like Fredo Cuomo, Don Lemon, and Brian Stelter. But anyways, Walt, real quick, you anything before we go?
I don't know. Not really. I think
right.
that, people need to, follow Ghislaine, whatever her name is, Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell.
And also Jussie Smollett's case, too.
Yeah, two more jackoffs. But anyways, real quick, we want to wish Patrick Dino Ryan a happy third anniversary on his show. Also, we got another anniversary coming up. We'll talk about that next week. But check us out, folks. We are at 75radio.org, 75radio.org. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.